The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Man, let's go ahead. What we understand about doing is setting the table and setting the tone. So on the Sauter Heyman text line, 402-464-5685. I don't care if you're at home watching on Allo Channel 961, if you're in the car, if you're sitting at your laptop, if you're on the app somewhere, buckle up. Get your little napkin, put it up near your throat. So when we feed you this goodness that is this brother, and I don't use the word loosely, that there are kindred spirits, there are people who make whatever space they are in better than they found it. A walking love print, mentor, educator, author, best-selling author, future TEDx speaker, all the things that you want to put in line, everything good you can say about a human being, we can say about our guest tonight on One-on-One. He is my friend. He is my partner in crime. He is my brother, Chip Baker from the Success Chronicles. Brother Baker, what's happening, man?
Let's go. Man, let's go.
Listen, for folks that do not know who Chip Baker is, you are about to be introduced, and I would tell you, grab a pad and pen, because there will be some recipes for goodness that will be provided to you in the first segment of this show. That this is a person of good heart, good action, and good intention. And that when people use the phrase mentor, sometimes they just need to get a picture of Chip Baker and put it up, because that'll tell you what it is and what you should be. Chip, tell them who you are, kind sir.
Yes, sir. Well, first off, DP, I just want to say thank you so much for the amazing opportunity to be here with you on your show, One-on-One with you. I'm truly grateful that the big man has allowed us to cross paths in our life. You know, those same sentiments that you said about me, I believe the same for you and more, right? And so just truly grateful to be here. But I am Chip Baker. I'm a fourth generation educator, teacher, former coach, blessed and fortunate to be raised by some great people, as well as be around some awesome folks to learn from. In my career, I tell people that I was raised by church folk.
Yep. No S.
Church folk.
Yep.
And educators. And the reason I say that is because, you know, both of those are service pieces, right? Both of those are pieces of where you understand it's not about me. Pieces where you understand it's bigger than me. Like my mom said, boy, it ain't about you, right? And so when you live a life in that manner, you're always striving to be the best version of yourself so you can give the best version of yourself to others. And so been in education for 25 years, started my YouTube channel and podcast, The Success Chronicles, about 8 years ago. And what I do is I just interview people from all walks of life and share their stories for positive inspiration and motivation. That has truly been a great journey for me, truly far surpassed anything I ever thought it would be. And then about 6 years ago, started writing books. Mm-hmm. To the date, been a part of or published 19 of those, and several of those have been bestsellers. And, you know, we've collaborated on a lot of those things that I talked about, you know, with the interviews, the podcast, the books, being a best-selling author. And so it's been a great journey, truly grateful for it all. I think that the journey has done two things for me, DP. I think the first thing it's done is it's made me continue to make me be super humble, because it shows me that, like, where I'm from, like I didn't know anybody that wrote books, right? I didn't know anybody that's doing any of the stuff I've been blessed to do, mm-hmm. right? And so it makes me be super humble and grateful. But then the second piece of that is it makes me hungry, mm-hmm. right, to achieve more. And that's what, like, that's not H-U-N-G-R-Y. That's with four O's.
Yes,
hungry.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit about me.
Through all of this, and we both, in crossing paths, and just how we knew, Chip and I crossed paths because of a coach that I coached with in mm-hmm. Lynch, Texas. And then somebody, a good man, said, hey, there are two good men that need to meet. And that's been the playbook for success forward since that day, was that we constantly have our door open to good people who show up at your door to do good things. Yes, and we sat down for a Success Chronicles, and I was just coming off of surgery. I had that big surgery. And Chip came to my house. It literally took us no time to become best friends and just to sit back and go, wait a minute, that's my kind of people.
Yes, sir.
You do a thing in it that you ask the question, what's on your heart? And it's one of my favorite things about you, Chip Baker, is your ability to take time and space, get people to pause, and then go within themselves. So I ask you, for you, Chip Baker, what's on your heart?
Oh, that's good, DP. And if you don't mind, I want to send a shout out to Coach Chris Ortiz for connecting us.
Hello.
Man, great man. And I mean, he's truly been a blessing in my life as well. And I'm grateful that he connected us because, like you said, it's been an instant spark.
Yep.
Like you say, that smile is undefeated.
Hey, man, let's go to get it. Hey,
let's get it. But what's on my heart currently is I'm in the midst of, you know, I had a tough challenge this year where I planned to do a certain thing and it didn't go as well as it was planned. On top of that certain thing, there were some great things that happened as well. You know, was able to publish another book that was a bestseller, was able to have, All Things Are Possible exhibit in my hometown and my library to highlight some of my accomplishments. The books are on display, some of the things that I've been blessed to achieve in my hometown. And all of this is taking place at the same time, right? And so, I think for me, right now, I've been reflecting on the process. You know, when we have to grow through tough things or grow through adversity, on the other side of our toughest challenges is our maximum growth, right? And so I wholeheartedly embraced that because that was a tough challenge for me. But then on the other side of it, man, I'm excited for the maximum growth that is to come. And so that's what's on my heart right now is, you know, just putting things in place to look at myself and say, okay, Chip, what did you learn from that, right? What were the blessings and the lessons that you can take from that and use that to help you be better, right? And then the other piece is, you know, how will I use that experience to sharpen my axe, if you will, to sharpen, put tools in my toolkit to help me be better. And so that's what's on my heart right now, just striving to be better, living and learning.
We are with author, mentor, coach, educator, best-selling author, and future TEDx speaker, Chip Baker from the finer parts of Texas. And you are very familiar. This is how... In this collection of greatnesses, and that's another one that Hoss Tabrizi is a part of this brotherhood with Chip Baker as well, right? That, and you need to get him on the Success Chronicles, by the way. But in this space, Hoss likes to talk about the collection of greatnesses, the accumulation of greatnesses. And Chip is so much the iconic North Star to that, that we have coined the term. You're familiar with LinkedIn, where the
jobs,
great corporate people meet. We call it Chipped In because it's such an accumulation of great educators, coaches, athletes, et cetera, that we have to give him credit for. Chip, the impact of influence. Now, volume 7 just released, Amazon bestseller. Give us the thought, the inspiration behind the impact of influence and what it's for.
So the Impact of Influence book series, like you said, we just released. I mean, it's fresh. It's hot off the, like, they, I mean, it's hot. It just fresh. You know, the Impact of Influence, we just dropped volume 7, but the premise of the entire series, the Impact of Influence, is comprised of powerful influencers that are doing powerful things to give service and make a difference in our world. And so in the books, you know, we focus on different things, but they talk about things that impacted people or situations that impacted, that influenced them in their life. And it influenced them in such a manner that it impacted them and caused them to be who they are. And then, you know, the lessons that they learned through that person or through that situation, and then how they're using that to be a blessing to others and make our world better now. And so volume 7, the focus on volume 7 was overcoming adversity, right, to make an influence. And I don't care who you are. None of us are immune from growing through tough things, right? And so what we have to do is just, you know, like I said earlier, just figure out what the blessings are and the lessons, because knowing that when we grow through that, we'll be better on the other side of that adversity.
You use the phrase, and it comes to mind so often in my daily life, grow through what you go through. Give me the seeds planted from that.
So, like I said a second ago, like, none of us are immune from going through tough things, right? Like, we're all gonna have some things that happen to us in our life, and we may not even have control of it, right? We may be in placed in situations that, like, man, I have no idea. Like, I don't know. Right. Yep. But what we have to do, and some of us, it may be self-imposed.
Right. Right? Necessarily so.
Yeah. And so either way, you have to grow through it and not go through it, because, you know, every choice, decision, step that we take, you're either moving forward or you're holding yourself back. Right. And in those steps that we take each moment of each day, we have to ensure that we're growing through those steps, right? Like, what am I doing today, right now, in this moment, that's going to help me be better so that tomorrow my journey will be better, right? Not so that tomorrow I'm still looking in the same place, wondering why, making excuses, looking around, blaming other people. No, bro. Look at yourself in the mirror. Let's go music. You're a music guy.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson. I'm talking to the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways.
Yes, sir. Right?
And so you have to figure out ways to look at yourself in the mirror and grow through those experiences so that you're better on the other side of it. And really, you know, truth be told, the title of my chapter in volume 7 is Grow Through Adversity.
Mm-hmm. Like Chip, it really is empowering, is the right way, directional, that in a positive and a forward and up way, anytime I engage with Chip Baker or this collection of amazing human beings who call themselves best-selling authors, educators, mentors, I'm better for it. I'm better for it. It's how you know that you're being impacted. We all have influence over people. We all have impact. We're just not aware. all the time. Mm-hmm. And we forget that if we choose, if we're aware, then we choose that if I'm going to deal with you, I'm going to make your situation better. I'm going to help you either go forward or up. And if I'm really on my A game, both forward and up is where we're going to go. And here's how he does it. Chip is a wonderful identifier of good people, good intention, good talent. And Chip, some of the people that you've brought into my circle and into my life and into my orbit, to name all of them wouldn't be enough. To name a few of them would almost be disrespectful. Yeah. But guys like Darius Bradley, guys like Chaz Jackson, Anthony McCauley, Sister J-Lo, Jessica Perez, Charles Woods, right? We have, there's a full Melanie Ake. There's so many really quality, high quality people that you've introduced to a space. And then through the impact of influence, you allow people to go and just listen. If folks will go and find the impact of influence, and I'll tell you how to find Chip Baker, because that's where I'm going to send you to get these books. To go through Chip Baker on his social media so you can identify and then begin to track some of these amazing authors. Because it's like having a drive-through, a food court of food for the soul. That no matter when you cross paths with any of these authors, you're going to be full. You're going to be better for it, and it's good stuff. Tell the folks about this collection of superheroes that you've accumulated under the impact of influence.
I think the proper word that you said was superheroes. Yeah. You know, as I heard you talk about them, I was thinking about my personal reflection and personal action. So, you know, I'm the visionary author that put the stuff together. But like, I still go back and read the chapters and highlight and take notes and follow all of the authors and learn from them. And then the beauty of it is like, they're my people, so I can call them too. Right. And say, hey, man, how'd you do that? That's cool. And we can, you know, bounce ideas off of one another. We continue to grow. And that's what has been the beauty of the whole thing. I'll share this with you. You know, like when I have sought out to look into new authors to be in the books, and that's one of the things that I tell them. You know, like when we started the process, like it's been great. Like to be an author, first off, that's a huge blessing, right? That's been great. Secondly, like every one of the books have been number one bestsellers on Amazon in multiple categories, and that's amazing too. But the biggest thing that I didn't realize going into it that I have learned is, man, the ability to be connected with some superhero-esque people, right? And then, like, every time that you're in the vicinity with them, just like you explained, like, it's electric, man. And that's what I was going to say. Like, I don't know. We might need to warn them about like every time we get on, sometimes it get hot.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And it just, some of the stuff just cut off because it's hot. but that's the beauty of it, is just great people. And like you said, like I could name every one of them. It'd be doing an injustice but every person that is in the Impact of Influence book, first off, I'm grateful that they said yes. And secondly, they are amazing people.
Here's when you know that you're in a good space, because when there's several reactions that tell you where you stand with people in full. That when their name shows up on your phone, that's them sending out the bat signal, their individual bat signal. And you have one of two responses to it. You're either, oh boy, here we go. Like, what do they want? Or,
let's go.
And
it's on.
Right? That Chip Baker, when he calls you, when he texts you, it's the call, it's the League of Heroes, man. And it's like, mount up. Let's go. We have some love to give to a bunch of people all over the country. And Chip, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to fact that you, one, first of all, you chose me. Two, that you continue to choose me. And yes, then three, you sent me an email the other day and you said, hey, DP, volume 8, are you in? Yeah, bro, I'm in. I'm in for volume 8. Let's go get it, bro. Let's go get it.
Let's go get it. Hey, and you didn't get to see my reaction when you responded, so I'll just give it to you now. Let's go.
That there's so much beauty that, listen, that when good people need something, they call you is a real indicator that you're doing good people things. And sometimes it gets lost that we don't celebrate love out loud of good people. And this is why I take the opportunity today that this was going to be a love fest with Chip Baker, because he's added to my life, which allowed me to add to Austin's life, to Harrison's life, to Lincoln's life, to the Woodlands life, that he keeps providing knowledge and context and perspective and love. And that it reaches, the whole point of it is, when he and I talk, I know that when he leaves, whoever he gets next is going to have some of DP's love on him. And everybody here in Lincoln who may have, they've heard your name because of the impact of influence, but they now know you, Chip Baker. And we've talked about, we're going to do, when in volume 8, 7 and 8, we're going to bring Chip to Lincoln. And we're going to be right here at the station and at the mill. And we're going to get as many copies of this book that we can give. And we're going to invite as many authors as we can find to sit down here and just love on people. If you will pick up these, any, first of all, you can start with Impact of Influence 1. Or you can start at 7. It doesn't matter. There's love in each one. And put them in your file for when you need juice, when you need good juice. Pick it up. Read it. Chip Baker, let them know how to find you. I know that you have to get out of here, but let the folks know how to find you on social media and otherwise.
Yes, sir. A couple of things, if you don't mind. Yes, I want to say to every one of the authors that have said yes, like, it's a blessing to have people in your life that will say yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, and like, I want to say thank you to all of the authors. Thank you, DP, to like people don't have to say yes. And, you know, several people have said, like, you know, when you send a message, like, I don't even think, you know, it's on, like, let's go.
That's right? It.
And so for people to be that way, man, I like it makes my heart happy, you know, to do that. And then the other thing I wanted to say about the book is, you know, typically when you get a book that, you know, empowers and encourages, you purchase a book and it's one author, right? Mm-hmm. So the books are loaded. Every book has at least 16, 17 authors in it. So you get 16, 17 different stories, 16, 17 different perspectives on impact and influence. And so I'm telling you, not because I'm an author in it, but just because it's pretty dang powerful.
Yes, sir. Right?
And
yes,
so I just, you know, hope that people can check it out. But myself, my social media is at Chip Baker, TSC, as in the Success Chronicles, Chip Baker, TSC. All of my social media is that, except for Twitter, and it's, or X, it's Chip Baker 19. And I'm on all platforms. I don't want it to be any excuse for you not to get this positive inspiration and motivation. Let's go get it.
Hey, we have to do it the right way, Chip Baker. Yeah, in closing, first of all, we do it with love. Second of all, we do the countdown. 3, 2, 1. Go
get it.
Love you, brother. Appreciate you. Thank you for adding.
Thank you so much, DP.
Thank you for adding too once again. You and I will text you later tonight. We'll chop it up.
Appreciate you. Go get it. All the guys behind the scenes that I don't get to see, thank y'all. Take care.
There it is. Chip Baker from the Success Chronicles and the Impact of Influence series, amongst others. And again, Chip Baker on social media. It is a great follow if you want positivity and good in your day. Some great leaders show up on his timeline as well. And he is a good person to have in your orbit. I promise you that. We'll throw it a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the impact of influence, because it's an opportunity for me to kind of share what it is and why we do what we do. We'll be right back.
Back to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to One-on-One. I want to thank Chip Baker to get through. And Chip Baker social media. Chip Baker TSC, the Success Chronicles. Chip Baker TSC, the Success Chronicles. And then on X, it's Chip Baker 19. Mm-hmm. And if you just put Chip Baker, the Success Chronicles, or Chip Baker, the Impact of Influence, it will bring you all of those things. And here's the thing, that every one of those volumes that I'm in is available to be purchased here at the Ticket. You can just come in and get them. If you want, you can inbox me. Just text me and say, hey, DP, I'd like a copy. We'll figure it out. Right? Just let me know you want. There's a lot of copies. It's a great library. I read them all the time. And I read other people's stuff just to get a reminder. And sometimes I'll read my own just to remember why I felt the story, the influence was worthy. And I can tell you that what it's done for me, one, it's introduced me to some great coaches. So Dr. Seuss from the football program, the chief operator, director of operations for the football program, she did the Success Chronicles when she was an athletic director of Texas.
No way.
Two of the coaches from the football team, Nebraska football team, did the Success Chronicles because they're all down in Texas.
And this is the volume 7, 6, 5, or is it, are we talking kind of mixed around here?
Yeah, they're all mixed around.
Okay.
And so that's the impact of the Success Chronicles is a podcast that's online.
I see.
So you can go to YouTube or go to Success Chronicles website and you can find all of these interviews. And he's recently interviewed Amon Green. He just interviewed Peter Ferguson. I just hooked him up with Jay Foreman. I'm going to hook him up with several other of the Ticket talent. Of course, Barry Thompson, Hoss Tabrizi are all folks who fall in that circle. We're all kind of kindred brothers, coaching brothers, mentor brothers, folks that are preparing this stuff and getting people something good for their day, like something good for your heart, something good for your brain. And that's what it's for. That's what it's for. And so you'll be able to go through and find these stories, read the stories, take some of the lesson. Not all the stories are lovey-dovey. Some of them are grinds where people had to go through some stuff. And it's introduced me to some of my favorite people. Young lady Jessica Perez, who's down in Florida. She was a softball coach, volleyball coach down there. She's just a fire. She's a spark plug and just a bright light. Chaz Jackson, who I got to mentor into his first TEDx that he just delivered. And going through the idea of concept that athletes build themselves based on the sport, not recognizing that there's a time when the game clock of your athletic career goes to zero. Do you have a plan for when that clock, when they take the ball from you, when they take the whistle from you, when the clock goes to zero, do you have a plan for who you are and who you're going to be? Hoss Tabrizi, also part of the Impact of Influence family. And Hoss, and he and Chaz went through the TEDx thing literally at the same time, but in different pockets. Mm-hmm. And then they both ended up at the same TEDx event. I got them approved at the very same TEDx event. And Hoss, with his accumulation of greatnesses, we get to hear him every Sunday, and you mm-hmm. get to understand that he's elite in how he wants to live his life and how he affects people. To tell you in the seven different volumes, and there's been all sorts of different things that have been in play, that through each of these, I get to pay tribute to and honor people who have impacted my life in a positive way. And often they're the voice in my head that tells me, hey, remember, it's going to be okay. Hey, man, don't give up. Hey, man, you're good enough. Hey, man, you're good. And of the people that I've talked about in this, one, I talked about the Little League organization that I played for when I was a teenager. And the organization was, and I'm not sure what they are. I would imagine that there are Lincoln Little Leagues, and of course our friends mm-hmm. here, right, who do shows, who come in, that they're planting some of the same seeds that were planted in me through the Black Knights. The Black Knights was an organization in Arlington, Virginia, every sport. And Arlington was built in pockets, right? Old school Arlington had white neighborhoods, Irish neighborhoods, Korean neighborhoods, Black neighborhoods, et cetera. And they did not cross over. They did not cross over. Literally, if you were on my street and you started from the corner of my street and drove to the end of the block and then drove across the block, it's kind of like 8 Mile, that once you cross that street, that area was officially called the white section. And you were told, one, to not go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Two, certainly don't go over there at night. And they were told the same. But at the bottom of the hill was a meeting point for the county, which is where the Little League fields were. And every Saturday for baseball, everybody in Arlington County would end up at Barkoff Park to watch their sons and daughters play baseball and softball. The Black Knights was an organization that lived at the bottom of that hill, which was the meeting point for Black neighborhood, white neighborhood, Spanish neighborhood, Korean neighborhood, et cetera. And it was a place where everybody got together. Everybody got together. And if you play for the Black Knights, you play with Black folks, you play with white folks, you play with Mexican folks, you play like you did. And it wasn't that way for the rest of the county.
Mm-hmm.
And there was so much success in that community when it came to sports. Renowned. There were some dudes who went through there. But they were a community of really great coaches. And in those huddles, the community got stronger. Because we had a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were trying to win games. And you put down a lot of the nonsense so that you could play ball and win. And we wanted to win championships, and we wanted success, and we wanted to be happy. And there were white dads who drove into the Black neighborhood at night because I needed a ride and I was a young man. They didn't want me to go without, or they went and they had their wife make an extra meal to put in the car so that when they knew they were going to take you home after practice, hey, listen, your mom's working. She may be busy. At least we know you got something to eat. There were dads who would make sure that I had cleats and a glove. And there were dads who would tell me the things that I needed to know to let me know, hey, listen, there are good people and bad people who look like me. There are good people and bad people who look like you. Look for the good people no matter what they look like. Now imagine the empowerment to a 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old.
Especially back then.
Right? That in the late 70s, right? That where it was not common to cross streams and to deal with that stuff. But then we had a place where we would all eat together. Like, you could go, and we had our own truck at the field that was just for Black Knights, and they made sure that everybody ate. Everybody ate. Everybody got hot dogs. Everybody got hamburgers. Everybody, and these were parents who said, you know what? It doesn't matter. If somebody needs to be fed, we're going to feed everybody. And they didn't care whose child you were their child. And they cared for you accordingly. They drove you to practice. They drove you home. They sometimes waited outside your house if nobody was there. They communicated with your mom to make sure that, hey, they knew where the key was and you trusted them with it. So they make sure you got in the house and left them in safe condition. When I became a coach, it was because I had really good coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I had really good humans in my life. And there are folks that when you're out there and you're trying to figure out why you're coaching or why you're not coaching, just want to tell you. Imagine if you were in your life. Imagine if grown-up you was in your young life. What would you do for you? What differences would you have made? Well, that's why I coach. To be there for other kids in ways that people were and weren't there for me. And I say that because in these different volumes, I got to speak about the Black Knights. I got to speak about a coach that I had who was in volume 7, if you want to get volume 7. I wrote the chapter 2 years ago. And I posted it online on my Facebook. And about 6 months ago, I got an email saying, pardon me, but are you the person who wrote this thing about Barry Larrabee? And I responded, yes, I'm the guy that wrote that. What can I do for you? And they said, we want to thank you for the kind words you wrote about our dad. I was like, wow, that's your dad. Thank him for me. She says, we did. And then a month later, they texted back and said, we need to let you know that we lost dad. But a thing that was written in full heart reached people that I seeds planted that I was not going to know if I enjoyed the fruit for. And then Chip, 2 days later, asked me to be a part of Volume 7. Hey, man, we're going to put Barry Larrabee in Volume 7. For his family, for his grandkids, for those his cop friends who still around, who knew that he coached us. He was a big dude, big giant white dude, man. He was huge. He was 6'6", about 260, 270. Arlington County cop who drove into a Black neighborhood, saw some kids playing ball. And in the most incredible way, crossed the line to make Black kids feel comfortable with a white cop in the 70s, where it wasn't so. White cops in the Black neighborhood were there for not so positive reasons. Mm-hmm. And he drove me to practice. He told my mom, I'm going to take care of your boy. I'm going to pick him up at practice. I'm going to drop him off here. He'll be fine. He also made sure that I knew who good people were and bad people were. He also knew that I was going to do something special in the world. Imagine hearing that from somebody in authority when you're young. These books are all, they're 15, 16 chapters, each one, of people telling us out here. First of all, you have impact and influence. Remember that. Hopefully it's positive. Second of all, you have people who loved on you. And if you can, in any way, and it's never too late for you to tell a good story about somebody that cared about you, because it may be their kids or grandkids who find out that, you know what? My granddad did a thing when he was younger, and it was good. And it meant so much that people wrote about it. That's why we do the Impact of Influence. We talk about teachers, coaches, people in our lives. Volume 8 is in the works, and I'm excited for it. I just want to tell you, if you can write to somebody that is a hero to you, do it. Do it. Send the email, write the text, put pen to pad, or sit at your keyboard. But if you have a coach that is alive, a teacher that is alive, somebody from your neighborhood who made you a sandwich or looked out their window to make sure you were safe, if there was a teacher that thought you were special or even talked to you in a way that was different and that you needed, tell them. It is why I live by the three words, love out loud. The only real regrets we have in life is that we love somebody and it didn't reach them, that they didn't know how amazing they were. Love out loud, Lincoln. If there's somebody who can do a good, who did a good thing for you, return it with a note or a call or a text. It's free and it's absolutely worth it. We'll close out 101. We come back.
You're listening listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
One nation under a groove. That groove has to be love. I am fully competent in being a grown man that speaks about love openly, freely, often. There are people who are uncomfortable by it and saying, we don't know the need. Well, open your eyes for a second and pay attention. There are people that need love from you right now. Here's the thing. You can go to your phone and look at the contact list from just look at the last 10 contacts, last 20 contacts, and tell me how many of those people who have sent out a bat signal to you via phone would not absolutely love hearing from you just saying, I'm thinking of you, I care about you, thank you. Think, I guarantee you, out of the 10, all 10 want to hear from you. All 10. All 20. Write a letter to a person that would love to hear from you. Write it by hand. It doesn't have to be a novel.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, thinking about you. I was thinking about that time we went on a trip, man. The thing that you said to me, I appreciate it. It was good for me. I need to hear it. I want to say thank you. Thank you, and I love you. Thank you, and I was thinking of you. It takes so very little to break down so many walls and to connect so many people in an authentic way. Get out of your negative space, the wall, the self-imposed wall that you put up, and reach out to a coach, a teacher, a neighbor, a family member, an old friend, somebody that, you know what, somebody you're paying attention to that you just want to let them know, look, I hope you're okay. I was thinking of you. I'm here if you need. A big part of the Impact of Influence books, I got to write about my grandmother, who was my hero. I got to write about my older brother, who was the Olympic sprinter, who I can say so much about. A family of coaches. The Hunter family, the Blake family, the McKinney family. Like, I can rattle off all these coaches from the Black Knights. Coach Barry Larrabee, high school coaches who were there. Folks like Reggie Harrison who let me lean on them. College coaches like Chip Noe from VCU that reached out and did a little extra and hung. Coaches like Chip Baker who are around the country. Charles Woods, guys who are coaching in Texas who are doing great things. Red Jenkins, Hoss Tabrizi, Barry Thompson, Jason Hoskins, really good coaches, Dermia Marshall, Doug Craig, folks that make me a better person by coaching with them, next to them, aside from them, and with them, and allowing us to, again, plant seeds for fruit that we may not get to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But we know the seeds were planted. And then you rely on the universe to let the fruit grow. I'm just going to tell you, take a moment. The best thing you can do for yourself today is to thank somebody who did a good thing for you. You will not feel better in any way possible without doing it. I'm just telling you, give yourself a high five. Say thank you to them. Listen, y'all, love out loud. Don't hold it in. Let them know. Don't point out. Coming up, the Morning Fish Now, here at 93.7 The Ticket.